show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, September 21st, 2012. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Going into a weekend, and I guess the good news is we got through this week without a big bang. So we can count coup on that one. Maybe we bluffed him back down. And remember, the more that we talk about the potential for false flag attacks and underhanded subterfuge by the war hawks, the more we create that climate of doubt that they will be believed in the official story. Of course, after the whopper about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, and after all the lies about 9/11 and the rest of it, we're a very skeptical nation right now, and that's a very, very good thing, because, you know, as I said before, that doubt is our most potent weapon to hold off a new false flag. If we can make them doubt they're going to be believed, they may call it off. It all comes down to just how desperate they are to get this thing going. And there is a great deal of desperation out there. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later. Claire will be joining us in hour number three today to give us her point of view on a lot of what's going on in the world. And, of course, we're starting off the hour here with a reminder that the Republic Broadcasting Network is in the middle of a fundraiser to try and raise desperately needed funding to expand its operation, to reach into new markets, to provide new venues for service, to get the message out there. And I want to remind everybody that when you look at all the liars who are out there and how much money they're being funded, I mean, you know, this TV ad campaign with Netanyahu that's on the air down in Florida right now, they just snap their fingers and $1 million pops out of the air to support that whole situation. Pam Geller wants to put these offensive ads up in the New York subway system, and the money just magically materializes. There are no large funding organizations that are out there to basically fund people trying to get the truth out, because educating and informing the American people, you can't make a buck on that. The only way you can make a buck is to lie them into a war, which is more borrowing and more slavery to the banks and everything. And so all the big money is going to support the liars and deceivers in this society. And for those of us who are trying to get the truth out, we're on shoestring budgets. We're running on spare change we find under seat cushions, you know, or comes back in our pocket, you know, from the washing machine, or it's down in the bottom of the dryer. I mean, that's how desperate we get out here. You know, take the change down, get that counted through the machine at the supermarket and everything. So right now, RBN is trying to grow their operation. We need to get out and reach more people up on satellites, out on the net, more channels on the radio station, reaching out to more radio stations. There's been kind of a change in the business. Radio stations will carry our programming, but they want to charge us for the service, which is okay if you're out there pitching a product or you're running a church or something like that. You can afford to pay for your airtime. But to just get out there and try and report the truth, that's a huge, huge cost situation. And I don't ask for an awful lot from my listeners, but I got to ask right now. I need you all to dip into your wallets or your cookie jar, or that mayonnaise jar buried out in the backyard, and even just a few dollars, every little tiny bit happened. Can you imagine 1 million people sending in $1 each to RBN right now, and what a difference we could make in the future course of history? And it's all in your hands right now. There are two ways that you can donate. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org. There's a little PayPal button right there that you can click to just make a donation. And, of course, there's the new online store where you can buy items that say Republic Broadcasting, and you can use them and wear them and help spread the message that way as well. So you could do twice as much good going that route. You can also call 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. They'll give you a mailing address if you want to mail a money order or a check or just a few bills in an envelope, anything like that. Every little bit will help. It's going to come down to who wants it more. The war hawks really want a war, and they've got all the money. They've been taking it away from you for decades, so they have the war chest to come back and pay people to lie to you. And you've got to come up, you got to step up to the plate here and help the people who are trying to get the truth out succeed in that. It's down to the wire on this one. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And of course, as we speak, the shuttle Endeavour is on its final flight, took off Edwards Air Force Base, probably by now has already landed at Los Angeles International Airport and will now be loaded onto the special flatbed truck that is going to take it over to the museum center. And I would have thought something like this would have just proceeded incredibly smoothly, but apparently a lot of people in Los Angeles are very upset at all those tall palm trees that had to be cut down to make way for the wings to go by. And I understand people are very fond of palm trees, but they do grow back. And I don't know if they have this in Los Angeles, but here in Hawaii, where palm trees are kind of our branding, we have these amazing little trucks that have this giant scoop on the back, and they are amazing to see at work. And they'll simply go up, and there's this large ring with these blades that goes around the trunk of the palm tree, and then it literally digs the whole thing up like you would transplant a flower with a trowel, picks it up, they truck it to someplace else, dump it in another hole. Very easily done. I don't know why they didn't do that for the solution, but I guess it doesn't matter what you do, somebody's always going to complain about it. Alrighty, I want to go back and talk a little bit more about this revelation coming out of this French study about rats who were fed a diet of genetically modified corn, with the residue from the Roundup weed killer, the glyphosate, and also fed just on the glyphosate alone. And the astounding amounts of disease, deformity, kidney failure, liver failure, massive tumors, early mortality, especially among females. For some reason, there's a very much of a gender bias in these results here. And there is a new documentary that has come out about this. It's a 12-minute report. We've got it linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And I think the most stunning revelation to come out of this is that when Monsanto conducted its own tests to prove that Roundup was safe to eat, that the genetically modified corn wasn't going to hurt you, they basically kept the study to just 3 months. Took a bunch of rats, exposed them to the chemicals. 3 months later, they were healthy. Everything must be safe. And according to this French study, the effects from this diet don't even begin to manifest until the fourth month. And so Monsanto set the conditions of their own testing, and they set a window of testing, a duration, that was shorter than when the French study found the health problems began to appear. And especially when you're dealing with modified DNA, you're not going to expect an overnight result. You're not going to eat the Roundup Ready soaked corn today and wake up tomorrow sick. It takes a long time for these things to manifest themselves. And again, in this study, it was a two-year study. It was the first ever study longer than 3 months. Now, already, first of all, I have yet to see this being reported on any of the American TV news. And I can already sense we are going to see the same lobbying, propaganda, corruption, bribery firestorm that we saw when it began to be obvious that commercially produced cigarettes were linked to cancer, and how the tobacco companies fought tooth and nail, lobbying money, advertising campaigns, concocted very fraudulent scientific studies. And ultimately, of course, it turned out that, yeah, cigarettes cause cancer. It isn't the tobacco itself. It is the cheap mineral fertilizer that is used to grow tobacco for these big cigarette companies. And it contains polonium-210, which is radioactive. It's an alpha emitter. And outside of your body, perfectly harmless. Inside your body, of course, sooner or later, you're going to get cancer from that situation. And the tobacco companies, in their greed and money junkie behavior, they fought that tooth and nail all the way down until finally they said, yeah, you can't advertise anymore on TV. You have to have a warning on the page. But you can still go buy cigarettes if you want. You can still go ahead and smoke these radioactive things. They're still out there. And we're going to see the same thing coming out of Monsanto. They are a huge, huge corporation. They have a lot of corporate and political clout. They're going to do everything they can to shut this down. And I think the early indicator is that when Reuters reported on this story, they made the claim that this study coming out of France was not peer-reviewed. And that is absolutely false. This study was done very seriously. A lot of people took part in it. Everybody's checked the data. It has been peer-reviewed, and nobody's found any fault at all with their methodology. And again, this should be news all over the corporate media that for the last 10 years, the American people have been allowed to eat corn and corn products that have the potential for elevating serious, serious illness in the population. And by the way, there's another documentary out there called Genetic Roulette that goes back and looks at the sudden increase in major medical problems in the American population and shows that this phenomenon, this deterioration of our overall medical health, began with the introduction of these genetically modified products. And this should be a huge scandal. And I am wondering, you know, I have a message for America's politicians who took Monsanto's money and said, yeah, you don't have to, you know, we'll make sure that products don't have to have required labels identifying genetically modified content, because it's not required in the United States of America. It's mandatory in Europe. In fact, Europe is already getting rid of all this stuff. They do not want it. They're beginning to understand this is the current generation's version of the thalidomide scandal. Oh, yeah, this is safe. Go ahead and take it. And then the toxic effects were passed on to the offspring, which, by the way, also seems to be the case with genetic modified crops. It isn't just yourself that suffers from them. Your future generations do, because these damaged genes, these unbalanced hormones and enzymes are passed on to the offspring. And it's a very, very serious situation. So, you know, we have this U.S. government that's all in a dither about global warming and you've got high carbon taxes. But when the Gulf oil disaster happened, they were looking the other way. Bernie Madoff happened. They were looking the other way. Now we're finding out. Monsanto has been selling a a product, products that are harmful to the health of human beings, and the government once again was looking the other way because they're getting money. They're getting campaign donations. The lobbyists are lavishing all kinds of gifts and everything because, oh, those health nuts, they're just silly. You know, we need genetically modified crops here so we can monopolize food production and make a lot of money. And by the way, we think maybe it'll help with the, dealing with famine around the world. And the reality is actually these genetically modified crops are producing lower yields than the natural varieties. And as we saw over in India, in a lot of cases, these genetically modified crops are failing completely. India was devastated when they were encouraged to start going to genetically modified crops. And these farmers had to borrow money to buy these patented seeds. They planted the seeds, the crops failed, and the banks took their farms. You know, but they're still going to come out here and say, you shouldn't buy food from your local farmer's market because we, the government, cannot guarantee that it's safe. Now, it turns out there's another precedent for this case, and it has to do with a gentleman named Arpad Postai. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And back in 1998, Postai published research where he had taken rats and fed them genetically modified potatoes, which are also a big deal over there in Europe right now, and found out it was damaging their stomach lining and their immune systems. Now, the institution he was working for promptly fired him, and there was a media firestorm condemning him and saying, how dare he publish this reckless conclusion about genetically modified crops? These crops are the savior of the world, and so forth and so on. And it basically came out, 25 other scientists looked at his results and said, yeah, this guy is absolutely right. And it's since been come to be called the Postai affair, where he was right in his conclusions and his research. It was repeatable. They were able to show that, yeah, this stuff was working. And all of these prestigious institutions and societies were condemning him. Well, that's the purpose of prestigious institutions and society, is to enforce the orthodoxy coming down from corporate interests. And the Rouet Institute, where Postai had worked, condemned him after firing him. The UK Royal Society condemned him. But all of these institutions and societies are recipients of generous grants from the very corporations they're supposed to be keeping an eye on. And they have lots of gold plaques up on the wall given to them to trick the public into believing that these paid lackeys should be listened to, and people who don't have shiny gold plaques on the walls ought to be ignored by all right-thinking people. But in the end, Postai was proved correct, and his work on GM potatoes in 1998 sounded similar warnings to those now emerging from this first study into GM corn. So, no doubt, Monsanto is going out to prestigious experts and giving them lots of funding and lots of grants and more shiny gold plaques to hang on the wall to assure us all that GM foods are really safe to eat. They already did it out at Stanford. And this is a reminder of when British Petroleum was running all around the Gulf of Mexico, handing out grants to all the college oceanography and biology departments on the condition that they would never criticize what was going on in the Gulf of Mexico from the Deepwater Horizon disaster. By the way, little detail that came out in this video about this scandal for GMO corn is the fact that when you buy seeds from Monsanto, there's a huge contract, and in the contract it says you may not conduct any tests or experiments using these seeds. They are for planting only, and you are not allowed to conduct any tests on them without getting Monsanto's express written permission first. So Monsanto knew there was a problem if they're writing it into the contract that you're not allowed to run any tests on these products that you got. That's like going to a car lot and they're saying you have to buy the car, but you're not allowed to test drive it before you buy it. That's how bogus this thing is. All righty, we're going to take a break for commercials here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. More about this when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Did you know Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program publishes his news, commentary, videos, and financial articles with the Paul Drockton Report, a free weekly summary e-newsletter? This mailing list is announce only. This list will not be shared or sold. No spam will be sent. Recipients will receive the Paul Drockton Report once a week only. No one else will have access to the list except Paul Drockton. Opt-in list, all list recipients kept confidential. Simply click on the free newsletter link on Paul's website, internettruth.org, internettruth.org. Again, go to internettruth.org and click the free newsletter link on the left-hand side to follow Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, out in California, there's a ballot initiative coming up in November called Proposition 37. This is a measure that was put on the ballot through petition drive. It's the will of the people. And it simply says that all products sold at the consumer level that contain any genetically modified content must be labeled as such. Now, all of the companies that are engaged in this genetically modified fiasco are pouring money in to stop this. So far, about $19 million. Monsanto has put in $7.1 million itself to make sure that consumers don't know when they're buying genetically modified content. This gets right back to what I was saying at the top of the show. The people who want to lie to you, the people who want to keep things from you that you need to know, have millions and millions of dollars to spend to hire online shills, to buy advertising, to basically go out and bribe reporters, bribe the prostitutes in the corporate media. Remember that whole fiasco over the Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone story? That was also Monsanto. There was clear evidence that use of synthetic bovine growth hormone was leading to medical harm in humans who were consuming the meat and dairy products from those cattle. And Monsanto said, we don't care. Just don't tell anybody about it, or we'll pull our advertising and our advertising money. So it's a fistfight out there to kill Proposition 37 any way that they can. And it shows a complete lack of social responsibility by these money junkie corporations. They don't care if they're selling harmful products as long as they're making money on this whole deal. So it's an ugly, ugly situation. And again, for those of us who are trying to get that information out for you, we're doing it on shoestring budgets, and we need your help. We really, really do. The whole reason for a strong central corporatocracy to suck all the money up to it is to deny the citizens the option of going out and funding those who would tell the truth. That's part of the goal. If you don't have any spare money, if you're starving to death and you don't have any spare money, then they don't have to worry about, you know, who's going to support the radio stations that are out there telling you what you need to know. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said. The highest duty of any citizen is to keep themselves fully informed so they can make good choices. Proposition 37 in California is an effort for the populace to be fully informed about what they're putting into their bodies so they can make good choices about what they choose to eat and what they choose to avoid. Monsanto and their co-conspirators are dedicated to the proposition that you don't need to know and you shouldn't know. You should not be fully informed at all, and you should not be allowed a choice whether or not you're going to eat these products. And like I said, so far, and I have been watching the corporate media looking for this, and if anybody else has seen this, please let me know. But I have not seen the TV news on any of the big networks even mention this French study that showed eating genetically modified corn, which we're all doing, the damage is already done, leads to massive tumors, liver failure, kidney failure, premature death, especially in the female population. Now, we had a caller the other day talking about Dick Cheney's 1% policy. If there's even a 1% chance that this guy might be a terrorist, let's lock him up. We've got to apply exactly the same thing to our food and pharmaceutical corporations. If there's even a 1% chance their products are harming the people, we have to put a warning label on there so that people can choose to go elsewhere. They can choose to go back to non-genetically modified crops. Monsanto's goal is to spread their genetically modified crops all over the world and exterminate the natural varieties. Then they'll have a monopoly, and they can charge what they want for the seeds from now on. They're trying to basically take control of food production on a planetary scale in order to force you to be dependent on them, which will make you their obedient slave. It's time to bring a halt to that. Now, I have a message for all of the government's shills who are monitoring this show and writing down little notes to go into our FBI file. This government that you are supporting, this government that you insist is always doing the right thing, has allowed you, you personally, to eat this toxic corn for going on 10 years. And we are seeing an increase in these kinds of illnesses in the human population. So you are working for and aiding and supporting the government that has basically said, we don't care if you get liver failure or kidney failure. We don't care. As you know, if you're no longer able to work for us, we'll just throw you on the dust pile. We'll go to some other useful idiot. But if you're out there working for the government right now and you don't feel so good, that government you support, let it happen. And I know these shills for the government, they're in denial. They think, I stand with the government and everything we do is right. No, it isn't. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, this damage that is done to the human body by these genetically modified products passes on to future generations. If it accumulates over 2-3 generations, the damage to the human species is immense. Maybe the reason that there are no advanced civilizations out there in the galaxy coming to visit us is that part of the history of every intelligent life form is they start.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 537-1339. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. My video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Let me reprise that last comic because we got cut off there at the end. A lot of people always speculate about intelligent life out there in the galaxy. Now NASA is finally coming around to saying that, yeah, we think there was or is life on Mars after all, and that vindicates those of us on the Viking missions. But there's always the question, you know, is there intelligent life out in the galaxy? Yeah, it's a really big, big, big place. And everybody says, why haven't they come to visit us and everything? Well, it's a huge distance, and really, what is there of interest for them here on planet Earth? But there may be another reason, and we may be on the verge of discovering that for ourselves. What if part of the inevitable evolution of any intelligent civilization is at some point they realize they can reach into themselves and start tinkering with their equivalent of DNA, the code that controls the life, which I presume is going to be pretty much similar throughout the universe. It's the same basic amino acids, and they're going to form in basically the same way to control life. And they start thinking, hey, we can play with this. We can tinker with it. And they make a mistake that winds up driving themselves into extinction. Because for 10 years, the human race has been eating this corn that leads to all of these illnesses and the effects of this damage to our DNA is passed on to future generations. How many generations does it take until the entire population is so sick it can no longer survive. Many, many years ago, there was this wonderful movie called Forbidden Planet. It was groundbreaking in its day. It still has a huge cult following. And the storyline involved this alien planet and a civilization called the Krell, who were just this amazing advanced civilization compared to Earth. And then all of a sudden, for no reason anybody can figure out, they vanished. And at the end of the movie, we find out they became a victim to their own technology. We could be seeing that right now. And I'm sure all the cancer treatment centers up there saying, yee-haw, we're going to have a whole new round of clients coming in here. They've been eating that corn. By the way, somebody sent in this reminder. In the cafeteria or the canteen at Monsanto itself, they do not serve any genetically modified food. The company that runs the canteen at Monsanto's pharmaceuticals factory in High Wycombe, Buckinghamshire, serves only GM-free meals. All of this, if it's okay, this genetically modified fodder is okay for the hoi polloi to eat, the serfs, the common clay, the workers can be fed on this genetically modified content. But for the people who are actually making that product, they don't want to eat it. So you think about that one for a while, especially if you're in California and you're part of this debate over Proposition 37. You need to get out there and remind everybody that Monsanto is pumping in millions of dollars to defeat Proposition 37. Their own people won't eat this stuff. That alone tells us they have known all along that there are health risks connected to genetic modification. And again, in this video that we got regarding this French study, it says Monsanto's own testing, they were allowed to just come up with their own test protocols. They held it to just 3 months' time. Took the rats, dosed them with the stuff. 3 months later, they still look to be healthy. This is safe to sell to human beings. And the French study found out that the kidney failure, liver failure, tumors started to appear at 4 months. So you think about that one. You think about money junkies making these decisions. It's all about the money. Money is okay. The lust for money is the root of all evil, and we're seeing it right here. And again, this is the danger of allowing corporations to be considered persons and to grow without any restraint. Because eventually they have enough money and political clout, they become forces unto themselves. They see themselves as above government restriction. That's the whole point of Monsanto's fight against Proposition 37. They see themselves as above the will of the general population, and that law and government is something to be bought and paid for to serve their corporate business interests. Now, Monsanto's going to fight this tooth and nail, because based on this French study, anybody in the United States of America who comes down with kidney failure, liver failure, or any of these very specific tumors, especially in the mammary glands, ladies, you're always worried about the epidemic of breast cancer. Maybe we've just found the source. Everybody with cancer is in a position to sue Monsanto. But just remember, Monsanto's own people won't eat this stuff. It's just sale to the hoi polloi, to the peones, to the suckers. All righty. Now, earlier when I was talking about donations to republicbroadcasting.org, and I was mentioning the immense amounts of money that are being spent to lie to you, and we were talking about this TV commercial featuring Benjamin Netanyahu that's airing down in Jewish communities in Florida to urge them to scream at the government that you've got to send American children to fight more of Israel's wars, and how just, you know, somebody snapped their finger and $1 million shows up to produce the ad, to buy the airtime on TV stations. They got lots of money to lie to you. They really, really do. Now, yesterday, this organization that put up this ad, you know, protecting America, it's got nothing to do with protecting America, it's fighting Bibi's wars. And they put up the commercial on YouTube, and the comments were excoriating. I should have saved them, I really should have, because it was very enlightening how few people were buying this stuff. And, of course, my comment was, you know, when Netanyahu said, why should we wait? Wait for what? My comment is we should wait for actual incontrovertible evidence that Iran has actually done something deserving of national destruction. Netanyahu's whole point is they won't shut down their nuclear power plant when we tell them to, therefore we should bomb them. That's his entire attitude. Now, we already know from past experience YouTube has an internal editorial bias, very much in favor of Israel and very much opposed to anybody who's opposed to war. We caught them actually locking down the viewer numbers on my wife's music videos, especially in times of war, which is one of her most powerful pieces. And we discovered that when the likes outnumbered the total view count. So it comes as no surprise that YouTube deleted all the comments under this Netanyahu commercial and then shut off commenting and shut off voting because it wasn't going very well. And YouTube got caught one more time editing their website to favor Israel. By the way, I've discovered that a lot of the fan videos that have been made about what really happened and this radio show have been taken down. Always it says removed by the user. I rather doubt it. It's very, very rare for a user to remove their own videos. Usually they just don't care and they leave them up there. So there's a lot of censorship going on over at YouTube. And all of it's a violation of the First Amendment. Clearly acting in an unconstitutional and illegal manner. It's not just YouTube as well. I got an email from somebody. The Guardian had run an article about this rush to war. And the comments in that article were also equally opposed to war, especially opposed for more war for Israel. And the Guardian shut off that comment section. And the person who sent me the email said basically that their ability to comment for that account had been disabled. So now the corporate-owned media websites are going around disabling commenting for certain selected individuals. Most of them are using that discuss system. And so there's a common interface where they can have a blacklist. I'm blocked permanently from commenting over at Reuters, which I wear as a badge of honor. But it basically means when you see these stories on the corporate media websites and all the comments are saying, yes, we should go slaughter the Islamics, it's a very filtered view. They're only allowing comments that support the agenda of Americans dying in wars on Israel's enemies. And anybody who stands up and says, wait a minute, Iran hasn't done anything, they're deleted, they're banned. That is how overt Israel's control over the corporate media is at this particular point here. Meanwhile, Obama and Romney are still out there screaming over which one of them loves Israel more and so forth and so on. And it's embarrassing. It's humiliating. I wish they would talk over which one of them loves America more, but so far it doesn't seem to be a campaign issue here. Going to go to the phones here. We've got Linda in Rhode Island. Aloha, Linda. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just called the local Monsanto here. I guess the closest one to me is Mystic, Connecticut. And I asked the lady to answer the phone if she knew about the study. And all she could do was laugh at me. That's all she could do. She didn't believe it. She just laughed at me. And then all she kept saying was, is there someone I can direct you to? Is there someone I can direct you to without, you know, saying anything else?
Well, you know, the people who answer the phones, you know, they're just glad to have a job. And, I don't know about Monsanto, but I know in all the companies I ever worked at Hollywood, the lady answering the phone was there because she was really good to look at. And, you know, Monsanto is going to stonewall this thing. I mean, go back and look at how the cigarette companies fought the link between cancer and their particular products for years and years and years and how much money they spent to do it. Monsanto's going to do exactly the same thing. They're going to stonewall this. They're going to mount media campaigns, just ridiculing anybody who's concerned about the safety of this stuff. We saw it before. We're going to see it again. These are people without any moral conscience. They're only looking at their stock portfolio and their bonus checks. And as long as their own internal canteens are protecting them from the physical harm from these products, they don't care. They really don't care.
Well, I propose that everybody listening call your local, or just type in Monsanto on a computer and you'll get your local ones, and everybody should just be flooding their offices.
Well, I'll tell you what would be more productive. That's a good idea. You know, take out your anger and your rage here. But what everybody ought to be doing is taking this French study. The actual research paper is on the web. I've linked to it from whatreallyhappened.com. You need to mail this to everybody you know in the state of California right now. So that Proposition 37 will pass in November. And that, of course, will kick off similar campaigns in the rest of the states.
Right.
You know, it's going to be another fist fight. And literally, your future health, the health of future generations is on the line here.
Well,
we knew, you know, back in 1998, they knew eating these genetically altered products was causing physical harm. They've kept the lid on it up until 2012. Now there's this new report. You should be angry because the damage has already been done. It's not a question of they're going to start labeling so you can avoid this stuff. You have already been forced to eat this toxic product.
Yep.
And only time is going to tell you if you're in that percentage that is going to suffer harm from it.
Yeah, well, we know this is, you know, they've got to be from another planet. They just want to kill us. I can't believe that they're human.
No, they don't want to kill you. They just want to get the maximum amount of money out of you before you die.
Well,
they don't want to kill you. It's all driven by profit and greed. They really don't care. You're just a big part of the mass market. You know, they're going to sell you a product. They're going to make you eat it. When you get sick, the pharmaceutical companies will make more money off of you. When you die, the funeral homes will make more money off of you. And that's your proper role in our current society. These are sociopathic people. When you make government so powerful and enriching, when you make corporations so powerful and enriching, inevitably sociopathic personalities are going to be drawn to those levels of control. And this is the result that we're going to get. This tendency towards centralization creates a climate in which the very worst of human nature holds sway over the whole planet. And that's why we need to decentralize, we need to regionalize, we need to go back to small local companies where if they are caught putting out a toxic product, they can be shut down instead of giant multinational corporations that are immune. There was this other scandal, I'm trying to remember, I need to hunt this down during the commercial break here, where Bayer was caught with this product that was causing physical harm, and they stopped selling it in the United States of America because it was made illegal, but they went right on selling it around the rest of the world. Because it was still legal to do so.
Yeah, was
and it was a huge...
H?
I'm sorry?
Was that medication for hemophiliacs?
Yeah, that was it, the hemophilia medication. There was another scandal where hemophilia medication was being sent out that was already contaminated with the AIDS virus because nobody wanted to spend the money on testing. And it just goes on and on and on. They're not interested in your health. They're not interested in your safety. All they're interested in is how much money they can get out of you for the least amount of product coming back to you. That's all they're interested in.
Yes, yes. Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot here.
Bye.
All righty, so let's see. Basically, we're hearing the war drums beat louder for Israel. I'm not seeing that they're getting a lot of traction here in the American culture. I mean, otherwise you wouldn't have YouTube and The Guardian and all the rest of these organizations working so hard to filter the public response that is displayed on their website here. And really, it all goes back to these bankers and these sociopaths in power. They see war as a really good idea. They make a lot of money off of war. They make money off of chaos. It's just like I was saying the other day about the built-in self-destruct in America's stock market, because more money can be made during periods of volatility. Stockbrokers, even unconsciously, will favor the transactions that create more volatility and more instability. They're not interested in buying a stock and seeing it appreciate a few percent, you know, every so often. It's dull and it's boring and they can't have fun with it. They want stocks that are swinging, you know, all over the place, because then they can try and ride the straddle and just make a huge amount of money very quickly. And that is naturally destabilizing to the U.S. economy. And that's something we need to take into consideration as we're planning our next government. Because as our current economy is constructed around that private central bank, it is naturally unstable. It was the federal government's job to keep it stable, and they dropped the ball back in 1999 with the repeal of Glass-Steagall. Said, we're going to deregulate the markets, let them do what they think is best. Well, what the markets thought was best was making a lot of money for themselves very quickly, and they didn't care what it did to anybody else around them. This is money junkie behavior. And just like any other kind of addict, They are absolutely insensitive to the harm they are causing to anybody else around them. All they see is that next fix, that next pile of cash, that next zero on the balance sheet. That's all they see. That's their entire world. And they cling to Adam Smith in this blind religious faith that if they are personally very, very greedy, that somehow they're helping society as a whole. And yet we can look around us right now and realize that is a false belief. But John Nash was right. Unless you are thinking about the system as a whole, greed becomes destructive of our society and our economy. So we're going to take a break here for some more commercials. And we want to come back more about Israel and Iran and major repercussions for the United States if Israel should attack Iran on its own. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now.
Free bottle offer involves processing and handling fees. Visit www.rnafreemini.com today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAV.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. You know, before we leave this GMO thing, I want to reprise something that we were talking about. I guess it was a couple of years ago, relating to what was called colony collapse disorder. And that was this crisis that was affecting beehives, where all of a sudden the bees would simply disappear and the hive would be empty. And this was considered important not just for people who like honey, you know, which has got a lot of good stuff in there, but because bees pollinate food crops. And if you don't have bees, your food crops won't pollinate, they won't germinate, and you wind up with empty fields. And so this was considered a serious threat to the global food supply, that all of a sudden these bees were in trouble. And there were indications back then that this was linked to the fact that the bees were now feeding on these genetically modified crops and taking this pollen, which is, you know, created through genetic modification, back to their beehive, and it was disrupting the bees and forcing them to either leave or simply die off. And of course, this kind of research was condemned by Monsanto, and Monsanto went out and funded a huge amount of research to blame the colony collapse disorder on mites, on cell phone towers. I mean, that's how desperate they were for this whole situation. But we need to go back and look at this situation, because one fact remains from this whole colony collapse disorder situation, and that is bees that were raised on organic natural crops never suffered this problem. This colony collapse disorder was happening exclusively with the bee populations that were exposed to genetically modified crops. And so this whole GM experiment is turning out to be an absolute unmitigated disaster. And Monsanto will spend all of their money to say, oh, no, it's the fault of these people over here, or it's this over here, because that's how corporate interests act. We know that's how they behave. That's why we are told to rely on the federal government to keep an eye on this stuff. But we know this government doesn't. They looked the other way when the Deepwater Horizon wasn't maintaining its blowout preventer 4 years past its expected maintenance. They were looking the other way when Bernie Madoff was screwing his own investors for $65 billion. They were looking the other way when the irrigation system out west was collapsing. They're looking the other way when Monsanto is selling products into the marketplace that are harmful to the health of the human population. And like I said, there's this documentary, Genetic Roulette, that points out Americans are developing all kinds of strange health problems, which is good news for the medical and pharmaceutical business. They sell more product. But our infant mortality rate has gone way, way up in what is supposed to be a modern industrialized nation. And I think that from a purely epidemiological point of view, you have to start looking at the introduction of these GM crops as a problem. Europe's already done it. The government of France, based on this French paper, the government of France is launching their own investigation into just what the heck is going on with all this stuff. And I'll tell you where the failing is. All of these companies, when they're creating these GM products, they never even look for unintended side effects. And therein lies the problem. We'll be back after station identification.
It's true.